I'm Pete Fox with your NBC Sports Audio Update. Finals from the night on the ice at the East as the home teams continue to hold serve. The Lightning forcing a game 7 in Toronto against the Leafs after leading 2-0. Toronto would come back to tie it at 2 and even take a 3-2 lead. But the Lightning answered on a goal from Nikita Kucherov to tie it at 3 in the third. Then in the extra period, Braden Point would net the game winner to give the Lightning the 4-3 win. In Boston, it wasn't quite as close. The Bruins led by as many as 4. After a goal from Curtis Lazar made it 5-1, they would cruise to victory 5-2, forcing a Game 7 back in Raleigh. From the night in the Association, East semifinal action, the Heat take care of the Sixers and advance with a 4-2 series win after a 99-90 victory over Philadelphia led by Jimmy Butler's 32-8. And in the nightcap from the West, the Mavericks level their series with the Suns in Dallas. After cruising to victory 113-86, Doncic had 33 points and 11 boards. Game 7 will be back in Phoenix. Trade news from the NFL. The Patriots are finalizing a deal to send their backup quarterback Jarrett Stidham to the Las Vegas Raiders along with a 2023 seventh round pick in exchange for the Raiders' sixth round pick. From the PGA Tour, round one of the Byron Nelson in the books, Sebastian Munoz on fire atop the leaderboard. After a 12-under round of 60, KH Lee is 4 back, along with Justin Lauer, Mito Pereira, and Peter Malnati, all of them at 8-under par. From the day on the diamond, the Mets take care of the Nats for their 22nd victory of the season. They take 2 of 3 in the series, 4-1 the final. Walker gets the win. Yankees got a pair of home runs from Stanton on the south side of Chicago, cruising past the White Sox 15-7. Donaldson also homered, and Judge with his 11th round tripper of the season. Reds win again, shutting out the Pirates 4-0. They've won 5 of 7 since they were rained out against the Pirates. And the Astros blanked the Twins in Minnesota 5-0. Alvarez with a pair of homers in the win. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Pete Fox.